You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You have seen the posters, the Facebook ads, and the hoardings. Local elections are coming up fast, and an increasing number of candidates are becoming affiliated with central parties. Research from Auckland University of Technology shows that since Auckland became amalgamated, more candidates are opting to affiliate themselves with Labour, the Greens, and National than ever before. Research also shows that these candidates are doing better than those running as independents. I spoke with lead researcher Dr. Karen Webster about the research, first asking her about the increase.
In fact, we are seeing more local government candidates standing on political tickets now, and I think over the last four elections that's doubled, really. Particularly, there are two ways to do it. You can do it either affiliated to a central political party, or you can band together with your mates, if you like, three or four of you together, pool your campaign funds, and we refer to that as a local group. So between being affiliated to a political party, standing on a ticket, or being part of a local group that's standing for election, the number has doubled. It's gone from 15 to 33%.
And what sort of effect does this have on the success for them getting elected?
Well, that was an interesting thing. Initially, I observed this after the council amalgamated from its seven cities and districts and regional council in 2010 to the larger Auckland council. And I just saw that at that particular election in 2010, there were a lot of central party political tickets on the candidate list. And so the first thing was, is this really happening or is it just in my head? And yes, it is really happening. And then we thought, well, what does it mean? Why would people be doing this? And I think there's two reasons for it. Firstly, this election, the local government election in New Zealand, is 1 year out from the national election. Auckland is now a really big city. The central political parties, they want to raise their awareness. This is a great opportunity to start outside of the campaign period, which is just 1 month before the national election. From the more local government point of view, standing on a ticket allows candidates to communicate really clearly to voters or potential voters what they stand for. So you'll see a difference between the candidates on the left that affiliate themselves with Labour, the Greens, Labour Greens Independence, Labour Greens, and City Vision. It all tells the voter something different to those other groups on the right that actually don't actually have the party name in their name. So we've got community and residents, citizens and ratepayers, and in previous elections, Auckland Future, that stood aligned with the National Party.
The success, I suppose, would be down to kind of people knowing more about what they stand for, but also do they get funding from the central party or other kind of incentives?
So I want to do more research to really unpack this, but what we do know, whether or not it's funding, the central political parties have massive machines that are expert at campaigning, and they put that resource behind the candidates. So not only are the candidates probably get a degree of maybe training around to get out there and get known, but also their public relations machines are powerful as well. So, and you know, as I said, if the political party is well known for its manifesto, for the kind of policies it supports, then that helps the candidate get their message out there.
Is there a difference between a party affiliation between those running for local boards and those running for council?
Yes, in fact, the political affiliation is much more pronounced at the local board level. And I think that's because at the ward or council level, the individuals are much better known. Often they've either been in central government, they might be media personalities with a profile, they might be high-profile business people. So they're quite well known, and they tend to stand as independents, whether or not they have a political affiliation or not. Now, this in itself can be a bit problematic, because if you really want a more open, transparent local government, you want people to represent themselves so that everybody, not just those who keep an eye on politics, actually know what they stand for. So I think there's two reasons. There's that, you know, way back in the 70s, 80s, New Zealand was still a place where people were thought the idea of central politics and local government was abhorrent. So there might be that whole wanting not to align themselves with a central government party in fear of that view. But I think from the other point of view, standing as an independent does tell voters that, hey, my priority is local issues. I'm not going to be told by any party what to do. Now, at the local board level, this is really interesting. The local board areas are now much greater, and it's much harder to get known in an area. You know, very few people actually now know who their local board member is personally. So by having a political profile, that does definitely help.
With Phil Gough being elected mayor, being a former leader of Labour, I think from memory he was quite careful to not sort of affiliate himself with Labour when he was running for mayor. Do you think this has sort of had an effect maybe on public's perception of councillors and mayors and central politics?
Yes, it does. It comes back to what I was saying before. People want to see that their candidates are open and transparent. So for the candidate to actually have to make the decision, do I stand as an independent because I really am independent, the party's not supporting my campaign, and while I have profile and was previously, as in Phil Gough's case, leader of the party for a short while, that doesn't influence my local government role.
The way the different parties affiliate themselves with local candidates, so sort of the Greens and Labour, seem to be a bit more open when they are a bit more out there in their affiliation than more right-wing parties. Do we know why this is?
Yeah, it's not an absolute generalisation. Labour has had a presence in Auckland local government since the post-war period, and National as citizens and ratepayers came in very soon. So we're talking sort of the 40s and the 50s here, 1940s, 1950s, a long time ago. So it's been that pattern that Labour called themselves Labour and National Party called themselves citizens and ratepayers. I think City Vision is an interesting blend of Labour and Greens, but again, they're very open on their website. They state very clearly that they are Green and Labour. It'll be interesting, I think, to see whether the National Party reviews their stance in coming elections. If I look back to 2010, the Conservative Party actually stood as the Conservative Party. So, you know, it's not absolutely a generalisation that parties on the right don't stand under their own banner.
I don't know a huge amount about local body politicians, certainly. I see the billboards around, and then I see at the bottom of the billboard, like with City Vision, Labour and Green, and then, you know, depending on my political persuasion, I might just tick those candidates because they have that affiliation and I don't know anything else about them. Do you think that's what a lot of Aucklanders do?
I think it does depend on your level of interest. If you're interested, you'll Google your candidates and you'll see if they've got a website. I mean, political affiliation is one way of conveying a policy stance, if you like. But even having, you know, if you've got a politically affiliated candidate, they will probably have a website as well. Many local group candidates have websites and very informative websites. And also independent candidates too. Some of them will have websites. In the past, people relied on that candidate profile brochure that arrived in the mail with your voting papers. But the kind of information on that often is very non-specific and doesn't tell you a lot. There was a time in Auckland when we were small enough where if you were a great family person, belonged to a few local committees and people knew who you were, that was enough to get voted. But But I think one of the most significant aspects of political affiliation for me is that it puts more information out there for voters to look at and to get to know what they're going to be likely to get from a different candidate.
We've got an election coming up, of course. I just changed my voting address on the last day to do it.
Well done.
do you think this trend will continue into this election, or has it continued, of more people affiliating themselves with central parties?
I think purely the size of Auckland means that it costs a lot to stand as a candidate. One thing I do want to say, because I know local government gets a really bad rap in the media often, I worked in local government for 15 years, and the people that I came across as elected members were absolutely there trying to do the best they could for the city. So the more information they can get out there, the better. I really urge people, and especially young people, if they're voting for the first time, go online, look at what your candidate stands for. We really need the broadest, widest range of views in our cities as we can do. You know, local government's really big business. It probably affects Aucklanders more than any other single organisation, and also other people around the country.
I mean, yeah, how does Auckland compare nationally to other areas where there are local elections?
Yeah, well, that's really interesting, Auckland, because when we saw that the growth of people standing on tickets in Auckland was so marked, the question we asked ourselves was, is this unique to Auckland? And in fact, it's not. Christchurch is very close to Auckland as far as political affiliation. Now, Christchurch has a really long-standing relationship with the Labour Party as well. In Auckland, overall, 25% of candidates have a political affiliation, and that's the same in Christchurch. In Auckland, 34% of those candidates become In Auckland, 34% of elected members are politically affiliated, so that's a really good success rate. And if you think that's good, in Christchurch, 40% of elected members are affiliated, so that's an even better success rate. In Wellington, not particularly high, less than 3% of candidates and less than 5% of elected members with a political affiliation. But I think in Wellington we come back again to this tension between, are you independent or are you politically affiliated? Are you standing on a ticket? Palmerston North, 10% of candidates and just under at 8% of elected members. And Dunedin, the least political in the whole of the country, not one candidate in 2016 stood on a political ticket.
Oh, wow. That's quite interesting. I wonder why that is.
I think it's part of the small town effect. You know, Dunedin is a small town. Mm. I lived there myself for 5 years and I go back regularly. And people do tend to know people down there. It's very much more of a neighbourhood, really, than a metro city, even though it's counted as one of our five metro cities. Mm. So, you know, two final messages. For young people, get out there, research your candidates. If they've got a political affiliation and you're comfortable with that ticket, then just vote for them. But otherwise, look them up, find out what they stand for. And for candidates, do think about how you communicate, whether you are part of a local group and communicate that way or whether you do stand for a ticket.
Can anyone explain why the modern-day Wales are so big?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.